As children get back to the classroom in California's public schools, they'll be learning math, reading, science, history, and they can get a checkup or a set of eyeglasses.
School-based health centers are like having a doctor's office in a public school, but then they are way more than that.
Serena Clayton, executive director of the California School Health Centers Association, explains the services that are available at these centers.
Basic medical services. They also have mental health services, youth development programs, health career programs. Sometimes they have dental care. They really vary, and it depends a lot on what that particular community needs and wants.
Students who use these campus health centers are less likely to end up in the emergency room, less likely to be hospitalized, and because the centers treat many chronic, often undiagnosed medical problems, the kids do better in school.
It can make an enormous impact for individual kids, really completely change their life trajectory in terms of whether they're able to be in class, pay attention, and actually learn versus spiraling downwards in terms of missing more school, getting more behind, getting less motivated, and maybe eventually dropping out.
The majority of students who get treated at the health centers come from low-income families, and Clayton says there's no better access than being able to get your child vaccinated or examined so they can play a school sport just steps from the classroom.
It's usually funded by a combination of resources, so the school district makes a contribution through providing the space and the utilities, sometimes a little bit of staffing, and then the different partner organizations bring their own resources.
Round that out with grants from private foundation and state programs, and you get a lot more than basic medical care. You meet the needs of students that go beyond the classroom. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.